two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the Two Hot Mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Laughing with Letta and Lindy. Nothing's off limits with these divas. Check them out.
You know what my grandmama say, Lindy? The devil ain't got no new tricks, just new faces. It ain't like we ain't seen this story before.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the. We had Marion Barry. You know, he was in the hotel with the hooker and the crack. That hoe set me up, or that bitch set me up, whatever he said. It was a girl. It would have been a meme back then if we'd had camera phones. But we got Marion Barry. Fast forward to Greg Anthony, CBS correspondent, Marv Albert, TNT correspondent. This ain't nothing new. Now, here come your boy. Supposed to be the next Barack Obama.
Right.
Andrew Gilliam.
Was on the path doing good.
Andrew Gilliam, he was running for and almost won the governorship in Florida.
He lost by like 20,000?
Yeah, like three votes. Yeah.
Very small.
And so you think, okay, after that, he should be a consultant somewhere doing good, speaking at college campuses, pushing a book out of some kind. What your boy over there doing?
Girl, he over there in a hotel room. Well, first of all, he was supposed to be officiating a wedding, or so he says. He was in a hotel room with a male escort with methamphetamines and alcohol. Incoherent. Couldn't even talk to the police because he was that out of it. What kind of mess is that?
How you fall off that hard? Okay, I could see, okay, you go do some drugs or something. You know, you done lost the governorship. You get one crack pass. You get one line of cocaine on me. You know, if you ran that hard and you still lost, we gonna front you one line. We're going to go on ahead and give it to you. But, girl.
Oh, Lord. We fronting lines now? Oh, no.
We fronting them a line.
Take that move. Okay, but
I'm fronting you one crack rock. Okay.
I feel what you're saying.
But, Lindy, the male prostitute.
I don't know where that came from. That just came out the woodwork. That popped off the wall, girl. I don't even know. He got too much going on right now. It's too much.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's his status? Is he single? Is he married? What's going on?
He is married to a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Mm.
He has a set of twins, a boy and a girl twin, and one little boy, baby. Cute.
So he
cute
got
family.
Everything to lose, is what you're telling me. He got everything to lose.
Everything. I haven't heard from the wife yet. You know how the wife sometimes lay back in the cut to see what's how it's gonna go down.
Yeah, see which way she's gonna play it.
Two ways the wife is gonna act. Either she'll come out swinging initially, like I'm getting a divorce,
mm-hmm.
laying back trying to see is it worth it to support him going forward. So I don't know what she's decided to do yet. Maybe she's just laying back trying to see how can he get him life again.
How you explain?
His reputation is ruined.
How you explain the meth and the dude? I mean, it's, you know, we might be able to talk ourselves out the mess, but the dude, I don't think I'm going to be able to rock and roll with you. If we married, we got these kids, you put not only your career at risk, but our safety and our life.
Exactly. And so he's on the DL, I guess? That's what they're saying. I don't know.
I don't know any straight married men that hang out with male prostitutes and do meth in a hotel room when they're away from their family. I don't know any dudes like that. Yeah, I would assume
exactly.
DL. Yeah, and not Hughley, the other DL.
He told the police that he was there for a wedding. When they interviewed the male prostitutes, he said they had been friends for years and he didn't know nothing about a wedding.
Oh, so he was coherent enough to lie. He has a little lie together.
Yes. Well, he had to plan that part, I guess.
Yeah, because he had to tell his wife something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go down here. It's not a wedding where we can bring everybody and the kids. I'm going to go down. I'm going to run down here, officiate this little old wedding thing. I'm going to get a couple hundred dollars so we can put that on the phone bill because, you know, I ain't working. I ain't the governor. I don't have a check. And I'm going to be right back. You stay here. Stay here with the kids.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
They didn't want to get a babysitter.
And then you got to book 4 or 5 flights instead of just one. I'm going to just run down here. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it. That was the first lie. I'm sure there's many that will tumble forward.
Girl.
That's what we know right now.
Okay, who you think is going to pay the male escort to talk first? Is it going to be People Magazine? Is it going to be MSNBC? Is it going to be TMZ? Is it going to be USA Today? Who's he snitching to first?
I'm thinking TMZ.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Now, why you pick TMZ? What you got on that?
The TMZ is on it, and their stories are usually popping. I don't know how much they pay. I don't know if they pay more than other people, but they usually have the pictures, the video, the audio. They usually have a very comprehensive look at whatever's going down.
Yeah. Now, this is the good thing for Andrew, is that the country is going through a real crisis, and this coronavirus might be a blessing for him. Because if it wasn't for Corona, he'd be the top story. He really would. And his story's really been pushed to the back because of the coronavirus, and it's constantly changing, and the updates from state and local and national officials, and new death totals and new infection numbers, and what you and your family need to do. Is school going to close? So we really haven't given him in the media his due diligence with regard to dragging him through the mud like we supposed to with this foolishness he got going on.
he came out talking about he's going to rehab. He said, "This is a wake-up call for me. I'm going to rehab." Okay. You need that'll handle the drug part. What about them
booty boys you fooling around with?
Yeah.
If you a married man, be a married man. If you not a married man, you can do whatever you want to do. Nobody's going to judge you. Live the life you want to live. But if you are a husband, and you have children, you ain't got no business cooped up in a hotel, man, woman, dog, cat, aardvark, alpaca, whatever. You ain't got no business doing none of that.
That's true. But you know what? Okay, let me say. There's one more twist to this that we hadn't gotten to. And apparently there was a leak of the whole story. And then, because it came out real quick what happened. And then there was a leak of some pictures and something. I haven't seen the photos yet, but they're tying that back to an African-American conservative commentator, Candace Owens. She broke it, I guess, and busted it out on her Twitter feed.
Oh, my God. You know who Candace Owens is? You know who that is? That's Kanye West's homegirl. She be hanging with Trump now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So now they're saying that she's just trying to get him out there so a Republican can just take out, you know, he can be out the spotlight as a Democrat. It's a Republican-Democrat thing in her mind. It's like, look at these Democrats. They talk one thing and do something totally different. You know, that argument.
But what about her being a black woman and he being a black man and supporting your brother and not trying to destroy somebody?
She don't care about that, girl. She don't care nothing about that. She's like, look, he's a Democrat. That means he's an enemy. So let me put all his tea. Let me spill all the tea. And she spilled it, girl. She spilled all of it.
Girl, she better ask Omarosa. She on the list. She's not getting invited to the barbecue this summer.
At all. Speaking of Omarosa, where has she been?
Girl, trying to get black people to like her again, and it's not...
It ain't working.
Girl, black people are ghosting her big time. You know, she was real good friends with Cheryl Lee Ralph. In fact, she was at Cheryl Lee Ralph's wedding, and she tried to convince Cheryl Lee Ralph to hang out with Trump, and she invited her to the inauguration, and Cheryl Lee Ralph had to let her know, girl, I ain't rocking like that. I'm sorry. I'm your friend. If that's what you want to do, that's on you, but I'm staying away from all that.
Yeah, I always liked Shirley. She seems classy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been for life.
She seemed like saying about that drama. And
for life.
Kind of
for life. Yeah, for life. Mm-hmm. Girl, I can't wait to see, like you said, what the wife is going to do, because that's always a telltale sign. But do you think she had an inkling? Did she know at all?
Yes, she knew.
She had to.
In terms of the gayness or the drinking?
All of it.
Or the drugs.
Yes.
I think they've been married for 9 years. She knew. She's forgiven him before from some foolishness.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah. Because, see, you don't just jump right into the meth and the male prostitutes and the trips to Florida, to overnight trips right away. Right. It started off with little stuff. Yeah. He done crossed the line. He like Johnny Cash. He walking the line. He crossed the line a long time ago.
Yeah, she knew. She was trying to stay with him because she thought he was going to make governor.
Yeah.
Now that his career's over, my bet is she gone.
Yeah, she gone. And you know what? She might be able to pick up a little piece of pocket change on her own without him now. If you start thinking about possible reality shows, book deals, speaking engagements, how she overcame all of it, she might actually be able to do quite well if she dropped him.
I'll break off a little piece to see what her side of the story
girl,
is.
Okay, I was going to say, we need to start paying folks on Laughing with Letta and Lindy. We need a slush fund to get the mud out the gutter and bring it to the show. That's what we need to start breaking dirt on our Twitter feed. I'm going to see if she'll talk to us.
That's true. We can talk to her if she's willing to talk.
All right. I'm get right. Look at her. Look at her with her bright ideas. It's Diana Ross. She got the bright ideas, and then we're going to get off the phone, and then I got to do all the work.
Well, you know.
Everybody
got
a role.
You on quarantine. What
you ain't lying. I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm Shaletta.
And I'm Lindy.
We'll see y'all next time.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.